you and break the ground. Like the first thing you use in the field when you're getting ready to plant. What do you use? What? Okay, after you've plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even farther?
What was the question?
When after you plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even farther? Have you ever heard of like a spring tooth arrow or something like that?
Yes, I have.
What did you call it? What is the part of the wagon that the wheels fit into? No, it's on the car. This is used for like sawing logs. It's an X-shaped frame, and you can lay a log across it to chop it. What do you call that? X-shaped.
What kind of shape did you say?
X. That you can use to put logs on the side.
Well, we used to call them saw horses. I guess it's looking at it.
Is there like an A-shaped one?
I believe there is an A-shaped one. Right there.
Okay, this is... when you comb your hair, you straighten your hair, you use a comb and a what?
Brush.
Okay. When you sharpen a razor on a leather, you lay it.
Leather strap. Razor strap.
But what kind of ammunition would you put in a revolver? I don't know about it, I do. I'm going to sit there all day and make fun of that. What do you call the... when children in like in a park or a schoolyard, they sit on each end of a board and they go up and down, what do you call that? A little toy. A
seesaw.
What do you call that again?
Yes.
Like a teeter totter, or a teeter horse, and a seahorse. Do you listen to me?
It's like sea salt in there. Teeter totter might be one I could have. I just don't remember. I heard it called something like seesaw. I can't think what it is.
If those children are on that seesaw, they are what? They're playing on it.